Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The whole television concept is so strange to us, Andy.
It's different.
Yeah.
Do we have to get dressed?
I don't know.
Jeffrey.
Oh, wait a minute. I see Nick and Jonathan come in. No, we don't. If it ever happens to us.
Oh, good. All right, good.
Wow. That's hurtful.
I think I've worn a tie.
Accurate, but hurtful.
I think I've worn a tie once or twice on television since I was done at the ABC. I'm just trying to think. The first thing I wanted to get rid of in my life was ties. I can't stand them.
I have a box of ties that I'm giving to a buddy of mine who teaches at a high school that they require ties. I bet I packed up 80 ties the other day.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. It's a lot of ties.
Yes, it is tie.
Yeah, I don't know. A couple things going through my mind right now. One, and we'll get back to this. Mary Kay Cabot just talked to us a few moments ago, and we were getting into the future for the Browns. What'd you get out of the Mary Kay conversation?
A lot of thoughts. I thought she had some really interesting things to say. I think this. I don't think these guys survive. Mary Kay said, because I asked her about Kevin, the only way I thought he survives is if the Haslams take responsibility and give him a pass. And she said they've already done that by saying we took a big swing and a miss.
Yeah.
Really? So that's enough?
No. I'm going to be honest with you. No, it's not.
Okay.
Because it was a franchise decision that I'm still not buying the groupthink part of this. I'm not buying that at all.
If I'm the coach, I'm probably not buying it. I mean, we know what we know of Kevin. Okay, we hear him in press conferences. We see him. You think he was behind the idea of going to get Deshaun Watson and dumping Baker? There's no way on God's green earth I think that's the case. So he had to deal with what they did.
Yeah.
And is he going to take the hit for it? Yeah, probably. And will Andrew Berry? Mary Kay says no because he just had a great draft class. I'm going to play complete devil's advocate here. I don't think Kevin survives. Okay, as I've been saying for months, you don't win three and then follow it up with three, four, or five and keep your job in the NFL. That doesn't happen. How is this roster in the situation it's in that led to three, four, or five wins this year? Because they haven't put talent on this team in the last 5 years. Not enough. And one draft is, okay, that's good. Well, what about the two Coach of the Year awards? When he had some talent, and I don't think Kevin survives, okay?
Right.
I don't think he's gonna make it. You won the Coach of the Year twice. You can say he's not very good or blah, 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 but when he had some talent, he won 11 games twice.
He's unbelievably respected around the league, whether you want to believe it or not.
Right.
People that want to argue with us go, hey, you guys are just defending him, and yeah, I can't believe you guys are defending. It's not us.
We're just trying to have a conversation here. I don't think he survives.
I don't either.
Had some talent, Andy, he knew what to do with it. They won 11 games in two of his first 4 years.
I think he and Paul Brown are the only two guys to win two 11 games.
And seasons. The other ones were what? 8 wins and 9 wins? I mean, the down years weren't awful when he had a roster that had some talent on it. Now, are they ready to play? Are they getting penalties? Blah, blah, blah. You can make the argument, nope, they're not. You could also make the argument he's playing more rookies than anybody in the league, which is true. So, again, I don't think he survives. But I'm not going to give Andrew Berry a pass on 5 years of crummy drafting and roster building because he didn't have some picks, which he didn't.
First-round picks.
And because and a couple of later-round picks.
Yeah. No.
And because they've had one good draft. Well, thank God, that's your job. You're supposed to add talent to the team. And I just think if it comes down that Kevin gets canned and Andrew Berry does not, I don't think that's right. Because Andrew built the team that Kevin can't win with. I think it's that simple.
That's what it says on the sign when you enter the neighborhood.
And if
built by built by Andrew.
Built Berry tough.
I the other part of the story, too, is are they a package deal? If you're going to get rid of one, should you just get rid of both? And just if you're going to start over as far as management decisions are concerned. I mean, you can look at the roster and say, okay, this guy's worth looking into. This guy's worth keeping for another year. This guy is, you know, I don't know why we're hanging out. Oh, he's a free agent. Let's let him be a free agent. So there are a lot of things going into that situation. So let's take a couple more phone calls because I know a lot of people wanted to chime in right before we went to the interview. And now you've heard what Mary Kay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I had to say, too, I do need to bring up this one point. She said, second Super Bowl window. And you asked the question, when was the first? And the only thing I could think of was when they got beat at Kansas City. And so, but she went and said, getting Deshaun was Super Bowl window one.
That's what she said.
I don't know.
I thought it was possibly when Baker was here and they had it going a little bit. And then I thought, well, if it's not that, it was when Bernie was throwing to Webster and Reggie and
Brian.
It's
been that long. Yeah, it's been that long.
Tom sends me an email.
Oh, sorry.
Can Mary Kay stop with the Super Bowl window two? Did I miss window one?
We both all missed it. Mike is in Orlando. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, man. How are you?
We're better if you take us off speakerphone. I'll tell you that. Thank you. That's all good.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
How's that, guys?
Way better.
Hey, look, I just got to tell you before we get started, I don't know what you're doing up in Cleveland, but I'm taking care of my orchids this morning.
Oh, great.
So, hey, Mike.
This conversation's 0 for 2. One more swing and a miss, you're done. Keep going.
Another swing and a miss.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, what I wanted to say was, and it was interesting when you talked to Mary Kay Cabot, but after the Browns lost to the Jets, I think the front office, the owners, Haslam's, made the decision that they were going to fire Stefanski, but they were going to keep it until the end of the season because we already had too much drama, too much junk going on. And I think the decision has already been made. I think both AB and Kevin go. And then we'll
you got them both leaving. There's a lot of people that say that AB stays.
I don't know. You know, I mean, I don't think he was bad. I think he, you know, blew on some drafts and everything. But, I mean, he was he was executive of the year or GM of the year once or twice with us. Is that correct?
I don't know. I got to look through his resume. I got to be honest. I don't keep those stats. Unless he's hitting 300. You know what? Unless he's hitting 225.
300. Really, hey,
I'd be happy with 225.
What are the Browns going to do? All I care for, I don't make predictions. I just want to see 8-8, 500 ball. I'm never depressed at the end of the season. I just go, here we go again. But I just think the decision had been made.
And there you have it. You say after the Jets game, that's where you believe that was?
After the Jets game, the decision was made. But they didn't want to do it until the end of the season.
Gotcha. Okay.
Maybe.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Appreciate
I'll take care of my orchids for you. Right. I'll send you picks.
Thank you very much.
We're excited.
Hope you don't get stung by a bee.
Or sunburn. Sunscreen. Make sure you wear it. Forgot what that stuff is. Let's sneak in another one here. I'm feeling sassy. Don't know why.
Are you? That's great.
Yeah. Mark is in Parma. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Hi, Mark.
Good, good.
Hey, so I've got a wild scenario to share with you. So hear me out really quick. So there is a vacancy in the executive organization of the Browns, right? Because Di Podesta left.
Well, if you feel that's a job you need to fill.
Right. But here's the point. They are enamored with Barry. So I'm speculating that they're basically going to promote him to some baloney position, keeps a salary. They're going to bring in a new GM. They're going to bring a new coach in. And I hope Stefanski's really successful wherever he goes. Hopefully he becomes the next big Bill Belichick, because he is just an outstanding class act, and he's been handcuffed by this organization.
It's interesting you should say that. I brought that up to Jeff.
Yeah, Andy and I have talked about
this morning, because I said to Jeff, I go, do you think that we've got some sort of, I'm not using this as a reference point because I think it's a serious thing, but like some kind of post-traumatic stress disorder over coaches that have been here before and have had success, like Bill, like Marty, like Paul Brown, you know? They went on and had success somewhere else after they were gone.
I don't know. I don't think anybody's hanging on to Kevin for that reason. But Mark, I agree with you. And it doesn't mean that, you know, it's the NFL. It doesn't mean that after three wins and whatever this is going to be, you don't move on, because that's the way the NFL works. But Kevin represents our team and our city in a very classy way, I think, and I appreciate that.
I agree with you guys, and I'll just say that, you know, sometimes for an individual to be successful, they have to move on. And who knows if Stefanski is just going to say, you know what, I've had enough of this, man. I got to move on.
Well, he's not walking. I wouldn't walk away from the paycheck if I were him. I'd let them fire him.
That's, and there are only 32 of those gigs.
Yeah, that's the other hard part. There just aren't that many jobs, and you're not walking away. You're not saying, yeah, you know, I'm done. You keep your money. Who's doing that these days? You know anybody like that?
You know, no.
I'm just checking.
No, I've always wanted to be that guy. No, I'm good. Keep money.
I'm good. You can have it. We all want to be Travis Fireman one day. I didn't play, so I didn't earn the money, so I'm not taking it. Oh, that guy was a legend to me for saying that. Mike Florio, speaking of legends, he'll join us next. Pro Football Talk, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.